This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are doing this auto stuff live one more time. It's going to be an amazing weekend.
Hopefully not the last
Sorry, time. I no, just, no, no, you got the news up here. There's a lot going on in the world right
you
now,
are
let me
not
tell you.
Kidding. My goodness, there's so much.
Yes, let me talk about something great, though, before we get going here. Something super, super great. June 19th at 11 a.m., 5 days, 12 heroes, 100 miles, 2025 PTSD Century Hike. I want to talk about this a couple times because it's coming up this coming week, obviously. And Interstate Batteries is involved in this. They have a cheer station at 11 a.m., and come and join the All Battery Center of San Diego at their PTSD Century Hike Cheer Station, June 19th at 11 a.m., 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, San Diego. Great stuff. Get yourself out there. Come join. Come be a supporter because it goes for a great cause, obviously. We want to help all of our members that each mile is walked as a testament to strength and courage, reflecting the resilience of those who face PTSD every single day, which, you know, we want to help these folks out for sure. As you know, very close here to my heart, anybody military for sure. Brought to you by PTSD Century Hike, of course, Semper Fi, America's fund, and Interstate Batteries, of course, outrageously dependable. So get out there and help. Come come show your support on June 19th at 11 a.m. there at Interstate Battery. So on 9345 Cabot Drive. So good stuff there. Let's see here. What else do we have going on today? Today is welcome to June 14th. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to every father out there. Happy Father's Day to you, Brendan.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you as well, Brian. Oh,
thank you. My son's a little older than yours.
Yeah, just a little bit.
My son's older than you. We've discussed that before, though, right?
I think so.
Yeah, great. Let's, you know, having to do with cars. I don't know. Anyway. I'm not going to mention what I was thinking. Today is supposed to be, as I'm sure you all know, a big protest day. All I would ask is folks stay out of the way of vehicles and traffic. Let people get to where they need to be, man. Everybody should be able to protest if you want to. Peacefully, let's keep it all peaceful. If you're out there doing, do it. But
don't block highways.
Don't block highways, freeways, people trying to get places. I mean, what if somebody has a medical emergency, something like that? Don't get in front of cars. It's just not a great idea. So speaking from the car angle of knowing cars, cars aren't very forgiving when they run over you. I can tell you that.
Not
at all. So if you want to protest peacefully, do your thing for sure. And let's show everybody, especially here in or even across the nation, but here in San Diego, what respectful kind of people we are because protesting is your right, but it's everybody else's right to get to where they need to be and do what they need to be without being harmed, damaged, or cars caught on fire. Right, Brendan?
That's right.
And no car fires today as of June 14th. No, thank you. So, okay, moving on. What are we talking about today? Some good stuff for sure. Alignments. Why are they so important? There's some good stuff there. Why are alignments important, Brendan?
I mean, your tires are going to thank you so much in the long run.
They will, won't they?
At all, yes.
They will for sure.
I can't tell you how many times I'm...
Your tires are going to thank you. Will they send you a love note?
I'm thinking mentally. Like, as I'm driving down the highway, all I can hear are my tires saying, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
No, but so one of the things I like to do while driving is just relax my arms, put them down towards...
Hopefully still holding on to the steering wheel.
Yes. I'm thinking 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock on the bottom part of the wheel.
Okay. Just so you're just relaxed and cruising down the road.
Exactly. And the last thing I want to do is keep jerking my hands over to the left or to the right, depending on which way my car's swaying if I have to go straight all the time. So it shows that your car needs an alignment and you definitely are going to need to get that checked out as soon as possible. But besides just the comfortability of the ride, there's a lot of reasons why alignments are so important to your car in the first place. So, I know that's what we're going to go over in a second. But number one, in my opinion, is just comfortability. You don't want to keep jerking the wheel constantly and having to, you know, you want to just have a nice, easy drive, especially on long road trips. So,
correct.
Nice, easy drive.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just enjoying and cruising down the road. So good things to do. And it helps if your car drives straight, you know?
Yes.
So it's one of those things that will definitely make it for a better drive. And also keeping your, obviously, your vehicle easier to drive, less tire wear, and a lot of other things. There's an article I want to bring up here real quick. It has nothing to do with alignments, but I found Automotive Wise very interesting. There's somehow bogus car carrier thefts, and what they're doing is like inner transfer of cars. Like a Mercedes-Benz dealer in Illinois bought a 2023 AMG G63 from Mercedes-Benz of Laredo, Texas, because they had a client for it. The car carrier showed up to load it after they paid for it. That one dealer paid the other dealer for it, and it wasn't the right car carrier, and they stole the car and took off with it, and it disappeared. Well, that's a $350,000 mistake right there.
Right.
That's a big mistake.
Absolutely.
So anyway, since we're not car dealers, I guess it's okay. But one of those
still
things
sucks,
for sure.
Though.
Yeah,
it
shouldn't be going on. Where's all this crazy stuff happen these days? Criminals come up with some of the yeah, if they put all that energy towards something good, it'd probably be good.
Right.
You know, as far as that goes. So, one way or another. I was just looking at some car news. Car news is the best news, right?
Right. Did you see anything about Tesla this week?
No. Do you have some news about Tesla?
The only thing I did note, again, because they're in a fight, was that Trump put his Tesla up for sale.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. But I know earlier this week...
what kind of money will a Tesla bring that belong to a president?
Woohoo! That's going to be...
He'll probably just donate the money to something.
100% he will, yes.
Yeah.
I definitely know that... Elon has put out a public apology for his words and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
We'll see how that goes. But the other big news was Trump signing an executive order of going against the California state bill allowing or discontinuing engine sales, combustible engine.
So the 2035?
Yeah, 2035.
Yeah, 2035. None of us will be around for that that are here right now. But yeah, the 2035 law, as far as that the only cars that could be sold after that will be fully electric.
Yeah, he signed an executive order officially saying that's not going to be allowed.
Was that a California law?
It was a California law. So he made
it. So can he trump it?
Oh my gosh. I should have put on. Let me find that.
Sorry.
There,
just had to say that. Can he trump it? That was all good. You don't have the drum ready. There you go.
I do. I was just trying to reach for it. It's hard.
But obviously he can.
Yeah, apparently so. Yeah. So it's nothing but happy news for me.
That is exactly the press conference that he had with a bunch of, and they were talking to new car manufacturers and dealers. and they were very happy with him because of this. And yes, so I did hear about that. The Trump transportation secretary also fighting against, here it is, the electric vehicles and alternative fuels has sprouted a proxy battle over federal fuel economy standards. On top of recently proposed taxes on EVs, as opposed to tax incentives for purchasing them, and attempting to axe California's EPA waiver, allowing it to set its own pollution standards. Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill aims to remove financial penalties that punish automakers for exceeding government-set fuel economy standards, while also relaxing those same standards. On Friday, the administration's Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy seemingly put forth a pretext to undo the Biden era fuel economy rules, says those rules were illegal. So there you go. That's what you were talking about, right?
That's right.
That's right. So that's what we're doing. Hey, you know, I think that, I just think that everything should be on it. We should have EVs. And if you want to buy one, fine, you know, and we should have what we call ICEs. Known as internal combustion engines.
Right.
So, very important.
We should be allowed to not have our government tell us you're going to have to do this, whether you like it or not, basically.
Correct. And if you want to sell cars or build cars that the emission standards are a little higher than not, then it, you know, maybe there's a tax you put on that or something, you know, to try to get these folks to have better emission standards, but they need to be there and available to buy if you want to. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's very, very, very important for sure. Just need to make sure that, we're taking good care of everything. And people have options, like you said, which is super important. So did you see the 2026 Ford Mustang FX package?
No, let me take a look at this.
Remanufactures the bodies, the 80s body. So the so-called Fox Body Ford Mustang, third-generation cars built from 79 through 93, are enjoying a sort of a nostalgia-driven renaissance in these days.
I like it.
Yeah, it looks good.
I don't mind it.
It's a good-looking car. Super affordable, too.
I'm trying to think of this style, the front of the car. Because I'm noticing BMW is bringing that back.
And it does change, and everybody seems to follow that, right?
Yeah, but what's the name of that style again? It's like something break style.
Break? Yeah. I don't know about that.
A speed break style?
Speed break?
I could be wrong.
Well, they call this Fox Body Air is what they call like these Mustangs. So.
Okay. Let me look up.
I think they all used that same term back then, but, you know. So in the 2025 Ford Bronco pricing roller coaster, base model is back and the Raptor's cheaper.
By the way, shooting brake. That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It looks like a shooting brake front style almost in a sense.
Gotcha. So, well, you know, there's a lot of options out there today.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get yourself a Bronco Raptor, or you can get a Raptor Ranger now. Those are out and about. How much is one of those, Brendan?
Raptor Ranger? Yeah. If I had to assume, it's got to be, gosh, it's got to be high up there for sure, because it's in such high demand.
Well, the Bronco Raptor is only $82,000.
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, it says Ford Ranger Raptors are $55,000 as a starting price. That doesn't seem
right. That's pretty cheap.
That's pretty cheap, and that's the basic package, mind you. So, yeah, $55,000. Okay,
Raptor. Well, a basic Raptor package. They have different Raptor packages.
I think so.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
Well, you let me know when you find out. Okay.
I don't see it, man.
As far as that goes,
but I'm gonna say nope.
I will say this for sure. In talking about cars and all, there are some very cool cars out these days with some very cool engine packages that create some very good stuff. If you remember, we talked about a Demon at one time. Remember the Dodge Demon?
Yeah.
So we just had a. I didn't realize this, but the Hemi supercharged in those cars and the What's the other one that they sold? We just had one in the shop, and I was looking at it, and my one technician's like, that car right there, wide open throttle, will empty the gas tank in 10 minutes. Can you imagine how much fuel that is in 10 minutes?
Remember Hummers back in the day? Uh-huh. That was the big joke, is like you only go 5 feet and then you run out.
Run out of gas, exactly. Exactly. But this thing burns fuel like crazy, wide open throttle. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that does no good. If they were in a police chase, 10 minutes, they just run out of fuel and the cops could just wait for them. All they need is 10 minutes if you run full open throttle. So, yeah, that'd be interesting. So, anyway. Kind of car stuff we got going on there, folks. 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. We're going to start talking about things that in alignment angles that change and why they change and why it's not random. That's what we're discussing today. But give us a call with anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170. And 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years now. And of course, West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego, we do call it. AAA approved and SMOG certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 8 years now. And we have West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right across from us here in the Golden Triangle. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog. Take care of folks there for over 6 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved up in North County. They are coastal. You can see the ocean from the parking lot for over 2 years now. So there you go. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio as all of us believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. What that means to us is we would never recommend a service or repair we wouldn't recommend to our own family members or ourselves, for sure. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And back to that, money ahead of people. The way we recommend to service vehicles, like we recommend transmission services every 18 to 20,000 miles, is how I service my vehicle. That's what I do to my vehicle because I always want my vehicles to last. And for those of you that have been listening for a long time, know darn well, I drive a vehicle a long way. The last F-250 I had, 5.4 liter, I drove that original motor in it, by the way. I drove that vehicle 400,000 miles. And then I sold it to a guy in Missouri that flew out here and drove it home to Missouri. So it wasn't like I drove it into the ground. The thing was still running great and strong. That thing towed the toy box trailer everywhere we went, took the motorcycles everywhere I went. I drove that truck for years. That was my truck. And it did a great job at doing what it was doing. So, and it's still probably out there doing it without question. That was a beautiful F-250 seven lug light duty F-250 it was called. But my point is, if you service vehicles the way we recommend, you can surely extend the life of your vehicle without question. And that's really what it's all about, getting the most value out of your investment when you purchase a vehicle, for sure. And I talk a lot about that. That's because that's what I believe, and that's why we recommend that at the West Automotive Group, how to service vehicles properly and keep them long in long order. If you're just going to get rid of the car, well, then that's up to you too. But the best way to keep a vehicle on the road and save money and not endure expensive repairs is to service it properly and well. Okay, moving on. Stop in, have your vehicle serviced and repaired. Find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Please ask one of my riders or managers about getting a West Automotive Group card. You can use it anytime you need, and it does give you that 6 months no interest, just like using cash, and keeps your other credit cards freed up and keeps you from paying interest if you pay it off in 6 months. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, cooling system diagnosis, any concern on your vehicle that needs to be diagnosed, get into it, us. Let our master technicians diagnose it. By having us diagnose it, eliminates unwanted parts replacement, along with our free shuttle rides to or from work and home. We get you back on the road. You'll save a lot of money. The best money ever spent, I tell people all the time, the best money ever spent is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. Saves a lot of unwanted parts replacement for sure. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, like I was stating, at all five locations. And we have rental partners nearby if you need a rental vehicle to get you helped out. Jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or X. And we send out tips and tweets all the time of good stuff that you can do with your cars and all kinds of things related. You can also check us out from there, from West Automotive Group, the Automan segments on our YouTube channel, where we post all the news segments for the Fox 5 and CW News that I do all the time for them on Fridays and Wednesdays. So Fox 5 is on Wednesday, midday news, and the CW is on Friday morning and Friday evening. So you can check them out. For sure there. Or you can also check out Auto Talk Radio, where we post all these when they're done as podcasts. So just go to westautomotivegroup.com and click on any of those, and it'll take you to either link. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Please give me a call anytime now during the show if you want to talk to me live about anything automotive related. It's super easy. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're here to talk to you about for sure. Great stuff, and we appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you listening. If you have an idea for a show or anything you want to hear me talk about automotive-wise, you can always just email me, too, at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Okay, cool. I did want to... the Ranger, I didn't realize this, but while we were on break... number one, the Ranger Raptor.
It goes by itself, by the way. And there's no other packages.
No. Yeah. No. And that Ranger Raptor comes with the 3.0 liter V6 twin turbo. So this thing, that's the same truck I have that's got the 2.3 liter twin turbo in it, basically. Turbo for the 2.3 liter, not twin turbo. But the. V6 is the same motor they used in the F-150. So this thing's got to be snappy. But the real thing I wanted to say, it's 2025's best midsize pickup truck, the Ford Ranger Raptor is, number one. So it beat out the Ford Ranger's actually number two. Tacoma's number three now. Chevy Colorado's four. The Canyon's five. And Honda Ridgeline is six. For 2025. Those are the best midsize pickup trucks. So that Raptor must be a good little truck. I'll tell you that. Super cool, super fun. I saw one in person. Great looking truck, though. Really great looking truck for sure. So if you get a chance, get them. And you are right. I think there's some options you can, when they say 57,765 and then it says build and price, you can add things like bed liners. Spray-in bed liners, Tania covers, things like that, which aren't necessary for the truck, but those options are usually available. So that's why the price can change a little bit as far as that goes. But you're right. As far as suspension, engine, all that stuff, interior, that all comes one way.
Not to mention Ford does the employee pricing now, too. So
they do.
That's pretty nice to have in today. So. Especially with the tariffs.
That's probably employee pricing. Look, in 2020 when I bought my truck, well, with tax and everything out the door, so mine was almost $45,000 for it. And mine's a Lariat XLT, or Lariat, not an XLT, but a Lariat with leather interior and all that great stuff, you know. But And I love my truck. Unfortunately, I won't be able to drive by a Raptor because those will long be worn out and gone by the time my truck's got 400,000 miles on it. I only got 50 on it now. I got a long way to go, Brendan. You're not talking. Your mic's turned off. Somebody doesn't like you today. They unplugged you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you hear me now? I thought that's a cell phone.
That's
cover.
A Verizon commercial.
Used to be, and then didn't they? That guy switch teams or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, but the point is that what a beautiful truck, man. If you're in the market for a mid-size truck, I would take a real good look at the Raptor. They didn't have it out when I bought my Ranger in 2020. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, all good stuff. As far as that goes. All right, let's grab Bruce and Carlsbad real quick and see what's going on. What's happening, Bruce?
Oh, good morning. Dodge that you were trying to think of, that demon model, was the 170, and that's the one that'll drain its gas tank at full throttle within 10 minutes. I heard it was closer to 5, but whatever. But it does kind of show you what the car was specifically designed for. And people, the normal consumer that's thinking of buying it, should not do it, because that's the one that, with that 1,025 horsepower, it is designed strictly for racing.
Correct. The one car that we had it in was a Hellcat. But you are right. The Demon is the same way. They both ran the same motor, supercharged, but the Demon put out more horsepower than the Hellcat does.
Well, that's, yeah, it's running on ethanol.
Yep.
But directly off the street, and that was with the stock tires, it is fastest tested car in history, and mm-hmm. that includes the Tesla Plaid. However, that testing was done by a professional driver. Now, it's kind of interesting because I've seen tests that on the two together, one versus the other on a drag strip without professional drivers, and the Plaid beats it every time.
Correct.
People just don't know how to set it up. It's got to be completely set up.
Oh, it does, yeah.
To utilize it.
And you are right. Yes. So the Hellcat, I know, puts out about almost 800 horsepower itself, the SRT Hellcat. And 0 to 60 is 3.5 seconds on that car. Now you jump down to the SRT Demon, and 0 to 60 on it is 1.66 seconds. Once again, by a professional driver, for sure.
By a professional driver. That's the key to the whole thing.
Correct.
So if you're – anyway, be careful what you're after. But actually what I called for was the about 3 weeks ago, you discussed this matter between the college, getting the college four-year degree and the trades. And since since you did that, the news has been covering that very thing. And one outlet said that for every 5 tradesmen that are retiring, there's only 2 replacements. In other words, there's not enough trade schools going on.
Correct.
And one of the things that would contribute to that is the actual attitude with the four-year schools, and that's that they look down on the trades in our particular educational system, which does not hold true for every country, that the trades are considered just as valuable as the four-year degree. But in this country, it's more important you can understand Shakespeare and modern prose and poetry, and that's what's going to get you into college, and that's going to leave out a lot of tradespeople to start with, because that's not their niche for skill.
Correct. I agree, and it's there.
So you have to be politically correct. I understand why you wouldn't get into that too much.
No, exactly. All in all, you know, just there is so, in what I try to always get, the part that I put out is like, there is so many great jobs. And I'll be honest with you. My son was a great example of this. He went to college 2 different times. He's like, I'm going to do this. And then the second time he told me, he said, you know, Dad, I just don't like going to school. This is just not. And I said, well, why don't you just find something you want to do? you know, and go towards doing that, whatever it is. I said, whatever it is, just, you know, I said, and, you know, because my theory, and I tell people this all the time, which is super important, I believe, is find something, and whether it's in a trade or whatever, that you're going to love to do, because you're going to do it for a long time. We spend a lot of our life working. There's no question about that for most of us. So find something that you enjoy doing, that every day when you get up, you don't say to yourself, I don't like this job. You know, you have to say to yourself, hey, I don't mind. Now, obviously, work is work, and it's not every day is not going to be enjoyable to go to work. But in the most part, something that you enjoy what you do, whether it's whatever it is, he ended up getting, he's an electrician, and he's in the union. He's a union electrician who does high voltage electrical stuff. So as far as that goes, buildings, commercial buildings, things like that. So he loves what he does. And he told me, he's like, I'm so glad that I did this, which is obviously a blue collar trade. And you know what? But he makes a great living. And everybody out there that does these jobs, their livings really pay better than a lot of people coming out of college now. So that's
that's something the news touched on too. Very thing you're talking about. They're saying parents have put, in a lot of cases, they're spent $250,000 on their kids' education. They come out and they can't find employment versus getting a trade, and you can come out like your son, in particular, that type of a trade, you can start with a six-figure income.
Correct.
I mean, high fives or low sixes. And,
that is very true.
$70,000, $80,000, $90,000. And a lot of cases, that's as much as an engineer could start out.
Correct.
With a four-year degree engineer. So
Correct.
And to consider, too.
And as you get better and better, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities. I know plenty of, and like some of these jobs, obviously, like highline workers and people like that, they make amazing amount of money. They really do. But then again, they also are skilled at what they do, and they put their lives on the line, and, you know, it is what it is. But there's a lot of money to be made that way. And also, you get a lot of satisfaction for a lot of us of actually doing things, you know, a little bit of physical labor or using your brain or, you know, and things like that as far as that goes. I mean, that's what drew me to being an automotive technician is I love to fix things. And let me tell you, you get a lot of satisfaction out of a car that comes in, check engine lights on, running rough, doesn't do this, and you go through, diagnose the car, or any repair on a car. You know, somebody comes in with a problem, and you drive it when it's done, and it's working 100% to where it's supposed to be up to industry standards, the way the car came new, and you give it back to the client. There's a lot of satisfaction you get out of that. And I'm sure it's the same way when you finish wiring a whole building and the whole building works, you know, the way it's supposed to electrically or things like that. A plumber puts everything together and there's no leaks and all the faucets turn on and the hot water comes out when it's supposed to and all that. You know, there's a bit of satisfaction in that for sure.
And then another thing that you kind of touched on about the military, filling that vacuum for tradespeople. And it's like the military, they give you that barrage of tests that'll indicate whether you have the capability within that particular niche. Mm-hmm. And they could really care less whether you could recite Shakespeare or not. Can you just fix my black box or my system? And that's all that matters to them.
Yep. Well, but I will tell you this. In the trades, I meet so many super smart people when it comes to things and the things that they know, like when you actually talk to them, and even outside of their trade is what I'm talking about. So it's not.
And you're actually able to forgive them for their ignorance of not being able to understand a Bob Dylan song, correct?
Well, and some of them might understand it better than other people, so it's all good. But
no one understands.
I know, I'm being funny. But yeah, you're right, without question. You know, and I guess my point is, do we still need people to go to college and do some of those? Absolutely. But we went through a period of time where we forced so many people away from the trades they were trying to. And so now we have a deficit of people like they've been talking about, and they've done several news things, and what's his name? Oh, his name slipped my mind now. Brendan, what's the blue collar guy's name that does everything? He does a TV show, World's Worst Jobs or something like that.
Oh, Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe, yeah. Mike Rowe is a big advocate and does a ton of scholarships also for blue collar stuff. They do some really good work, but yeah, very, very helpful stuff and things like that. So there you go. There you have it.
One last point, if sure. I have time, is sure. that you were talking about the ICE issue. Now, the 25 edict is off, and in the news, one outlet said that that's what set Musk off because he thought he had the market cornered. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's possible, right?
Well, it does affect his business, so I can understand how, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Hey, always great to talk to you. You have a wonderful, safe weekend. Oh, by the way, everybody out there, and you too, happy Father's Day if you're a father. So good stuff for sure. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye. Okay,
bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here real quick, but 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right.
More news.
I was just checking things out. I guess our good friend Steve, he sent me an email. One thing, like, you should Google this, Brendan. Tesla AutoDrive apparently has an issue stopping for school buses.
Oh, I'm not surprised because I don't think they programmed that kind of stuff yet.
So they program those cars to run over small children? Is that what you're telling me?
No, they don't realize.
That's a great electrical vehicle
story. They don't realize that, you know, on the other side of a road, you have to stop for a lot of people, I guess, for that matter, too. They don't realize they have to stop when the stop sign's open and you don't have a median there. So it drives me crazy every single time. I want police cars stationed at certain areas where they know bus stops happen.
Brendan wants police cars stationed at certain areas. Think they're going to do that?
I've seen it done before.
Yes.
But not for us, probably.
Well, not for Teslas that are committing crimes. They're going to have to fix that, I think. That's a terrible idea that they don't stop for school buses. One of the main things you should stop for. You should probably stop for a school bus more than a red light, even.
Absolutely. Also, you shouldn't be relying on the full self-driving system anyways.
I'm pretty sure it tells you not to, right?
Right. It's still in beta, so that means it's in the second phase right now before it's officially sent out as a full version that should be fully working in the first place. So.
Nice. Very true. Very true. All right. Good stuff. Oh.
I just remembering a comment that one of my friends made.
Oh, Mike just sent me a thing also, the 2025 Chevy El Camino. I think we talked about this previously. 2025 SS Chevy El Camino. They're coming out with this super bad looking too. I mean, super cool.
I'll take a look
super
at that.
Super cool
too.
Car, so. It's another car. Anyway, little tidbits. All right, do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there and the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. We don't stock any other automotive related battery at the West Automotive Group, just Interstates. Why? Because once again, they're the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. But they also have batteries for every need. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get an appointment. We'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other reason, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. And then once again, don't forget about the 5 days, 12 heroes, 100-mile, 2025 PTSD Century Hike. This hike is going June 18th to 22nd. Join All Battery Center, Interstate Batteries, at their San Diego location, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, at 11 a.m. on June 19th for their cheer station. This will be the PTSD Century Hike Cheer Station, June 19th, 11 a.m., 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar. Very important stuff. This is a 5 days, 12 heroes, 100 miles hike. Good stuff. Each mile is walked in a testament to strength and courage, reflecting the resilience of those who have faced PTSD every day. So brought to you by Interstate Batteries is one of the sponsors. So make sure and get out and support there at Cabot Drive. If you have any questions about that, you can always email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Okay, very cool stuff. What were you saying?
We have a caller, and I know that he really wants to hear about the car shows, but he also has some questions for you too. All right.
You want to spew out the car shows real quick?
Very quickly, yeah. Do you want me to ignore the LA stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, you just said you're going to ignore LA on live air, by the way.
Who cares?
Who cares?
LA, you can go.
We like LA too. Everybody listening, we appreciate you.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure our fan base is not out rioting.
No, definitely not. We have the 5th annual car show of Knights of Columbus. It is today. Check-ins at 8 a.m. The actual event's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. All the proceeds are going to benefit the building fund of St. Bonaventure Church up in Huntington Beach. Our signal reaches up there, so I thought I'd shout that one out.
Very nice.
That one's today. The other one today here in San Diego, specifically, it's at Oceanside at 1617 Mission Avenue, is going to be the VANC annual car show.
Nice.
All the proceeds go to America's veterans, military, and family members.
This is a great cause.
Free event. Yep. And it's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today, so go check that one out.
Super cool.
San Diego Automotive Museum is having their Cars and Coffee show tomorrow, 7:30 to 9:30. We also have the Mission Beach Father's Day Cruise, Cruising for Cause Belmont Park event. That is tomorrow, and that is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And again, Cruising for Cause, very, very good cause, obviously, helping with cancer research. We also have Cornerstone Church's annual car show and pancake breakfast. All the proceeds go to their building fund as well at Cornerstone Church. And that is tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. up in Long Beach. So those are all the Father's Day car show weekend events that you get to look forward to. So
super cool. Get out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend outside anyway, here in San Diego, at least.
It's going to be gorgeous.
Yep, and probably across the nation. It's warmed up well. We're coming in July. I keep forgetting, like, Ohio is probably nice and warm, too.
North Dakota is pretty warm, too. But I think also the air quality is not very good up there, though.
Why? Wildfires?
Yeah, wildfires up in Canada, unfortunately.
Oh, it's coming. Canada gets some amazing wildfires. They usually don't fight theirs.
No.
They just let them burn out. Mm-hmm. I've been up there up above, into the big forest area, and we canoed lake to lake out of Ely, Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, up through there. Across the border into there.
My only areas I've been to, for sure, Victoria, Vancouver, over at British Columbia area. And I definitely been into Quebec as well.
Yeah.
Very hard to speak French,
yes,
by the way. Very hard.
Yes. When up there, though, all the fires that are going have been started by natural causes, by lightning strikes, pretty much.
Correct.
So they just keep an eye on them and let them burn out because there's not a lot of population up in there, in that area, straight up in the center. So... good stuff, though. Anyway, so yeah, sorry that smoke's blowing your way. Yeah. It is what it is. And air quality will clean up.
Yes.
That's at least it's wood fire, not like plastic and everything else burning.
Very true.
So very cool. Anyway, all right, let's grab Bodie, see what he's got to say real quick. What do you got going, Bodie?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. No jokes, straight business.
Straight business. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, on the Nissan you sold me, after the initial break-in, does it need a change of oil viscosity or just leave what's in there?
Nope. We use manufacturer's recommended viscosity. That's what we stay with.
Okay. Secondly, I was in Pep Boys the other day at AutoZone, and they've got like 15 or 20 kinds of additives.
Yeah, I was going to say there is no Pep Boys auto parts stores anymore. They don't exist.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're gone.
Yeah.
Did AutoZone take over most of those?
Yes.
Oh, they did. Okay, there you go. Yeah. So anyway, but what additives are you talking about? Fuel, oil?
Fuel.
Okay.
And or oil. Are any of those any good?
Well, I mean, you know, there's some additives you can put in that are decent as far as fuel-wise. You know, there's octane boost, things like that. So, you know, it's not always bad. I would have to know. There's a lot of them out there, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then the other question is on the Nissan, the oxygen sensor light came on. And then I went to AutoZone, and they had the little hand diagnostic machine, and the guy goes, oh, you need an oxy sensor.
What was the code? Then,
well, that's what I need to know. I should have that professionally diagnosed, correct?
Yeah, because oxygen sensors usually, when they're, you know, people often, it'll be like a lean code, and they'll say it needs an oxygen. So, yeah, you got to be very careful about that. So... we should definitely figure out what exactly code you have first before moving forward on that.
And that's stored long-term in the computer?
Oh, yes. As long as you don't disconnect the battery and clear it out or clear it out with the scan tool, as long as he didn't clear the code.
No.
Okay.
Okay, I'll bring it into your shop.
Yeah, let me know. We'll get her looked at for you.
Yeah, and then I got a couple of things I'm going to call you about off air.
Yes, please do.
Thank you for your friendship and your insight and your openness to listen to guys like me.
Anytime. Sure. Yep. And everybody have a happy Father's Day. I don't know if you're a father or not. If you are, have an amazing weekend.
I can go out and maybe practice, huh?
Yeah. There you go.
All right,
Bodie. Good to talk to you. I'll talk to you this week. Take care now. Have a great weekend.
Stay well, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So good stuff for sure. All right, let's grab Steve real quick. He wants to shout out something about a car show, and I want to make sure to get him in here real fast. Are you there, Steve?
I am here.
All right, we're going to run out of time here, so I wanted to get you in here real quick before we go, though.
Yeah, just real quick. There's a car show here on base right inside the main gate at the MX right across from the commissary. If you can get on base, you're welcome to come to view or bring your car. There's a few spots left, so just right there off of I-5 and 78 is the main gate, and starts at 10 a.m. We're setting up now.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, folks, if you can make it out there, main gate in Oceanside for Camp Pendleton, they're having a great car show today. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. Take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
So there's another great cause for a car show.
I had two callers already called to remind me, too, that today is Flag Day as well. So
oh, it is?
Very, very important.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Happy Flag Day, everybody.
I didn't realize
it was... Put up your U.S. flag.
Please, absolutely. I completely forgot that it's the same weekend as Father's Day. So
I did, too, to be honest with you. And I'm bummed because usually on Flag Day, before I leave the house, because it's light out now, I put my flag out. Mm-hmm. I forgot. I got to go by the house on the way. Wait to do my errands then and put my flag out. Flag's got to be out. Put your flag out. So good stuff. And it's Father's Day and Flag Day and going to be a beautiful weekend. There's a lot of car shows going on. As Steve just called and recommended about the one at Pendleton right now. They got a couple spots and then I'm sure you can go check them out too. But if you got a car you want to take up there, that'd be great. Starts at 10 a.m. So you got a couple hours. They're getting set up now. I'm sure it all goes for a great cause. Mm-hmm. Always great to support the military stuff.
And those other shows that I suggested too, they all start at 9 a.m. So yeah, like you said, you got quite a while to get to there. So if you want to see some really cool cars or you're planning to find something to do this morning, great causes, great car shows.
Great car shows and good stuff. Go check them out for sure.
Yeah.
What's your big plans for the weekend for Father's Day? Anything with little Russie?
Oh, yes. We got a birthday to do this today. It's both my brother-in-law's and my sister. My family sister, she will be down in town. So we're going to start with my brother-in-law, and then later on tonight, it's my sister's birthday. So
nice.
We'll figure out something to do. And then Father's Day, she's got the whole thing planned out. She wants to keep it a surprise, so we'll see what happens. But cool. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Should be good stuff
my
for sure.
My second Father's Day ever. How about that?
There you go. Yeah. Look at that. You've been a father for a little while now.
That's right.
For a bit of time. So all good. Oh, shoot. Are we running out of time?
We're already out of time.
Oh, we've passed it?
We're getting down to 20 seconds. So.
20 seconds. All right. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Make sure you join us back live 7 a.m. next week. We'll be back here. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170, 96.1 FM in North County. Till next week, be safe, have fun.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.